Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the fifth game in a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and as we near the halfway point of the season, it's time to talk with the hitting coach, Chucky Caulfield. Chucky, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
One of the big things, and it seems like it has happened every day, and it's happened every game but one, Tyler Black is reaching base more than anybody else seemingly in professional baseball. How much fun has it been for you to watch not only the on-base streak, but his development throughout the year as a player?
Well, kind of funny. I never paid much attention until I started reading some of the clippings on it because it kind of started showing up everywhere. But, you know, he's just a guy that, you know, if anybody knows him, he's a great worker. He's got a professional attitude, way he prepares. And then he has a really good approach and really good eyes, has a really good swing decision. And you know, we all know if you offer a good pitches, you're going to hit the ball hard. And then also, by having good swing decisions, he's going to take his walks.
And he's walked more than anybody else. And that's trickled down throughout the lineup. It seems like this is a team that walks a ton, and they do more than anyone else in the Southern League. How much is this a lineup that's taking on what you and manager Mike Guerrero are preaching about controlling the strike zone?
Well, that's something as an organization, Milwaukee Brewers, that we want to do. We want to control the strike zone, swing at good pitches, and hit the ball hard. And those guys have done a really good job of being patient at the plate. You know, let's try to stay in the heart of the plate, good pitches to hit. And when they have, the next goal is to hit it hard.
Come the end of next week, it is the end of the first half of the regular season. Somehow, we're already 69 games into this 2023 season. But as you look back at the first half, what's impressed you the most with this team?
Overall, just the discipline that they've shown in the batter's box. You know, it's not easy. You know, some people mentioned the baseballs and the movements on the balls a little bit different than normal. And this is something the guys haven't paid attention to. They show up every day. They got a great group to coach. They're fun to watch. They're fun to watch go about their business daily. And then it shows up in the game. You know, they do a really good job of trying to stay in the strike zone and using the tools that we give and make available. And it's showing in the game.
Who do you think this year has really impressed you the most? Obviously, this is a group with a ton of prospects, a ton of talent up and down the lineup. Who's really made a ton of growth this year that you've been really proud of in 2023?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one because they're all unique in their own way. Like, you know, I hadn't seen much of Tyler Black and just seeing his ability to control the strike zone. And then you get a young guy like Jackson Churio who has about every skill you can possess, and then watching him and then, you know, Jefferson Carroll, the maturity that he's shown in the batter's box to carry out a pretty consistent approach and you know, hit the ball hard. I mean, you can go down the line. These guys, like I said, I'm very thankful to be in the position I am, to have some talented, unique individuals that I get to coach, and you know, on top of that, are great people as well.
Talking about young talent in the Shuckers dugout, it is not only on the active roster, but it also carries the Caulfield last name. Your son, Braden, has been with the Shuckers for the past couple weeks. How special has it been to have him with the team over the last few weeks?
Well, it's special, you know, having my young son with me. He loves the game of baseball. You know, he was born since I've been coaching in the game. You know, this is all he knows. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to coach a lot of good people as players, and they've all been able to take him under his wing. He's learned some good things from him, and then now with it being close to this week being Father's Day and having him close by is really cool.
And how fun has it been too to see the team really take him under his wing? He's been getting ground ball lessons from Mike Guerrero. He's been getting on the workout plan with Grant Castellan, the strength conditioning coordinator. How much fun has that been to see?
Man, it's very warming to see. Like, they've all taken care of him like he's one of their own, which, you know, I'm very grateful and thankful for him. You know, like, he looks up to everybody in the game of baseball and the Milwaukee Brewers, and then being able to be in close to these guys and go through a day, is I know it means a lot to him as well.
How special will it be tomorrow to spend Father's Day with him at the ballpark?
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm actually looking forward to it. I didn't have him last season at this time here, but just him growing up and being able to have him beside me, you know, I'm missing my other two kids. I wish they could be around as well, but having him is just, it's going to be really cool.
Well, Brayton, you're hanging out over here. Let's ask you a question. Let's go over to the youngest Caulfield over here. Brayton, how much have you been enjoying things here in Biloxi?
A bunch.
Now, who's been your favorite guy on the team so far to watch this year?
Who you like the most?
Well, I know this is a tough question because everybody loves you.
Who's been the coolest to you so far?
team?
I know they showed you how to throw rally airplanes with gum wrappers. So
Myers.
That was really right, Tobias.
And Jarvis and.
Any position players? The other pitchers. Any position players for that?
Churio.
Oh, you like
there we go. Right? There we go.
And Collins.
There we go. That's a good group. Well, Chucky, Braden, thanks so much, guys. Enjoy the night, and happy Father's Day to you, Chucky.
Thank you so much.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits coming up at 6:05.